directly by the taxpayer. Well, joining me now is Chris Southworth, who's Secretary General of the International Chamber of Commerce. Mr. Southworth, is it enough?
Well, it's a lot, that's for sure. I mean, I think it's welcome, the support for domestic businesses. I think what we'd like to see more of now is just the dismantling of trade barriers as much as possible. We haven't seen much action in that area. Of course, lots of companies are relying on trade flowing to bring goods and services across borders in and out. And some of that, of course, is important medical supplies for countries that need support as well as ourselves.
It's part of the problem, of course. A lot of the borders have closed across Europe.
Well, close to people, for sure. But that doesn't mean that goods and services can't travel and need to move around. Otherwise, the trading economy will shut down, which is what we need to avoid at all costs. And there was a good video clip from the UN Secretary General saying exactly that. You know, at global level, this isn't just, of course, UK. But we need a global approach to this, coordinated approach, bold action like the UK to do similar things, but keep the trade flowing.
And in America, of course, the President of the United States is effectively sending checks to a lot of people. Here, 80%, up to 80% of people's salary, that's more, I think, than in some other EU countries. Do you think he's being generous enough?
Well, it's funny enough, I've just been on the phone to a business leader in Switzerland this afternoon, and it's a very, very similar situation over there. I'm not sure of the exact percentages for everybody, but I think as much as possible is welcome, isn't it? I mean, we're talking about, you know, people's livelihoods and getting through the next 3 months. So, it's coordinated action, bold action and not being afraid to put the money on the table where it's needed. I think that's a welcome support to the population at large.
And for a lot of employers who fear their businesses may go under, this will enable them or feel their businesses are going to go into, should we say, hibernation for maybe 2 or 3 months. This will at least enable them to pretty much keep their workforces together.
Yeah, I mean, you know, many businesses work on, you know, small cash reserves. Not just in the UK, but all over the world. You know, companies are relying on the UK as much as we're relying on them. And particularly small companies, you know, they may have 1, 2, 3 months of cash in the bank. And if they can't get cash in past that, you know, they go bust. So any sort of support to alleviate and ensure that they can have access to cash, because it's not just about the announcements today, it's about the speed of implementation of access to that money is also a key issue, because every day that bank balance will be going down. So to get that money coming back in from the government is really, really important.
All right, that's Chris Southworth. He's the Secretary General of the International Chamber of Commerce. We're also joining us.